Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is February the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy chapters 10 to 12. God's promises, though delayed, will surely be fulfilled. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 20 to 22 like this. The word of God through Moses. You shall fear the Lord your God, and you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast, and take oaths in his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you great and awesome things, which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of the heaven in multitude. The above declaration by Moses, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude, is one of the clearest indication that when God makes a promise, it may be delayed, but it will surely be fulfilled in God's time, as he makes everything beautiful in his time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Many hundreds of years ago, God had taken Abraham outside his tent under the open skies and told him the following that we read in Genesis chapter 15 verse number 5. Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Israel and his large family consisted of only 70 people in total when they had gone to Egypt. God had promised that in Egypt, Israel would be made a great nation. And now they were an innumerable host of over 2 million people. Thus God had faithfully fulfilled his promise to Abraham that he had made so many years ago. And it was Moses who declared to the Israelites that the God had now made them as the stars of heaven in multitude. God had indeed fulfilled the long-awaited prophecy that they would become as the stars of heaven. In fact, there was another promise that God had made to Abraham after that, which we read in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they will come out with great possessions. True to this promise as well, God had caused Israel and his children to relocate to Egypt on account of Joseph, but after a period of time, they became slave laborers in Egypt. The hard-hearted Egyptians afflicted the Israelites for a period of 430 years, to be exact. Not only that, the Israelites plundered the Egyptians as they departed Egypt with great possessions, including the articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. This is another example of God's promise that was fulfilled in due time, even though it was delayed slightly. One of the greatest promises ever made by God was to Satan in the Garden of Eden, when God had made the following declaration that we read in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. More than 6,000 years would pass before this promise of God would be fulfilled through the birth of his son Jesus Christ, whose heel Satan bruised by supposedly killing on the cross of Calvary, but Jesus bruised his head by rising up on the third day and proving his deity to one and all. This is yet another of the countless examples that proves beyond the shadow of doubt of God's faithfulness in fulfilling his promises. While God had fulfilled every promise that he had made to the Israelites in the past, starting with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, even now he is fulfilling all his remaining promises as well. As we read in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, let us never forget that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Today, let us be clear that God will fulfill every promise that he has made in our lives. Even though these promises of God may be delayed, they will surely be fulfilled in God's time. As finally we read in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry.